Okay, we're good. Well, how has it been entering this, leading up to this class? In fact, why doesn't everyone unmute and we'll be together for a little bit here? And of course, just try to keep it quiet so there's not a lot of extraneous noise. For all of us noise sensitive people. Okay.
This is Mary. I can say I've been really tired. Like, I want to go to bed from work.
Okay, have you noticed any messages coming to you or any insights?
It's kind of interesting. I was listening to just before the class, a couple days before, I was listening to a Greg Braden podcast where he said that God eternal is encompassed in our DNA, encoded in our DNA. But I thought it was interesting. That I happened to find that podcast right before. But what has been helpful for me is that if I'm working with someone that's irritating me, or I just can't get over how pervasive the voice of separation is, and it's just like endemic. And so that's been almost amplified so I can see it. And so that's been happening. And I
Thank you.
take that
Yeah.
as coming up so I can clear it.
Good. And take in that statement that God eternal is coded in our DNA. That brings us right into the body, into our cells. That's great. Thank you. How about anyone else? Can you share with us how the entry into this workshop today has been affecting you?
This is Mark. I guess I've been able to more frequently kind of sit and center and then feel some, whatever it is that's going on, whether it's around me or within me, the kind of conflictive energy. And then I kind of sit into it and can realize that that's something I don't have to hold on to.
Excellent. Good. How about someone else? One more person.
This is Penny. What was so helpful for me was getting into the messages that you put on the website for the group today and reading all that was there. It was so poignant and so on target that I was able to actually feel the love in myself. And that to me was major work right there. And it was just reading what you had put on the page.
Was that in the emails? Or I don't remember what I put on
No, that was in
the
that.
page.
Oh, that was in the text. And I'm not saying things clearly. I'm sorry. It was in the on the work pages that you
Oh.
posted for the group today.
Okay, good. In the journal. Okay, got it.
It's
Yes.
yeah,
Yeah.
that's it. I'm not using the right word. I'm sorry.
It's okay. Really, these energies leading up to the workshop that I've been aware of have been like mini rumbling earthquake kind of underground volcanic, ready to break up all this old conditioning that has been keeping us at war with our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
We have been at war with our bodies as a culture for several thousand years. How does that feel when I say at war with your body and bodies in general? Body is the sin. Body is something you have to control all the time. Body is something to have to fight with, make, come under subservience to something, who knows what, and a body that leads us astray. What else can you think of that expresses that war with our body?
A body that causes us pain.
That causes us pain, yes. Repeat that, please.
The mind that won't be quiet.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Self-image has a, our body has a lot to do with self-image.
Mm-hmm. Just take a little assessment right now of how much of your energy, attention, is given to trying to make the body do something. How much?
A lot.
85 to 90%.
Yeah, okay, let's hear some other percentages.
I agree with the 85 to 90%.
Okay, we're doing a scientific survey here.
is there a woman in America who doesn't think she's too fat?
I know, right?
I'd put that at 99%.
Right. Mm. I made Ken look at my, I was wearing my tank top from working out. I said, look at this. these bulges, don't you hate them? He said, no. Right? I mean, that's going on all the time. You know, for most of us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, this major war with the body, and those are the words that came to me recently, personifies the split, that voice of separation, the war that happens all over the place, the warring energy. And it really has come to a point, I think, where we have to turn that around.
Yesterday, I had to run to town for this something insignificant. It was going to be real quick. And I don't, you know, I'm around home and I wear my sweats and don't do my makeup. And I ended up having to go to the post office and I'm walking in and I went, I can't believe I'm going in here in my sweats and no makeup. I haven't done my hair. You know what? I don't even care.
Congratulations. So, yeah, we've gone through a lot. Everyone here has had major woundings and major issues going on around body stuff. And we're here to shift beyond that, to find that we each do have a loving body, that we're in the process of finding that and establishing that connection so that we bring it forward to be our major primary experience, which is very doable. And I'm not talking about the type of, like acceptance of just your body shape and, all the judgments that we do at war with our body, but we do have a state of love. This body is, in its immaculate sense, created out of love, expresses love. There's no other mechanism in the world that takes so many parts and brings them into harmony. How many billions of cells we have that work in harmony. And our spirit was brought together with our body through love. Everything that is attracted, that has some kind of magnetic attraction, that magnetic attraction is love. So let's just pause a moment to feel what it feels like to know that your spirit and body came together as lovers, in love, surrounded in love, immersed in love. And what's the initial feeling?
Joy in the heart.
I designed my body.
My body unconditionally loves me.
Gratitude. I had an image of the Christ child being held, and the thought, we all are the Christ child.
Now feel this deeply in your body. Feel the energy of it. Feel the bodily experience of sensing this truth. And how a thought and a feeling shifts how your body feels. So it's not just a thought kind of hanging out there, but a true experience. And this is our initial step through the gateway. Beautiful. Any further expressions anyone wants to say?
It's just a lovely entry. Like going through the pearly gate.
I'm just really
okay, Lori.
I'm just really enjoying the intimacy between my spirit and my body, and the love between and the joy. There was like an immediate when you first directed us to this was of like they both just smiled at each other.
Beautiful. And who is the next person?
Kathy, the light of my soul and the light of my
spirit commune. There's a communion together with them together.
That's very powerful.
Mm-hmm. For me, there's a very smooth vibrational frequency to it.
Mm-hmm. It's like in the zone. So we're going to be building this frequency, this experience, so that it takes deeper root in our being throughout the day here. And each person in the group is on their own journey today. When I am leading these classes, I'm bringing through these universal teachings, and they will land in each person in a unique way. And you are not just a passive receiver, you are a attuned receiver having an experience of what these teachings feel like in your being, in your body. So the choice to experience is very important. We have this programming that when we're in class, we should just be passive and we have to like just gulp down whatever is served to us. And that's not how mystical or spiritual teachings are conveyed. There has to be an active receiver to discern, to filter, to take in according to where each person is at. So I want to wake up that receiver in you, the active receiver. And you become the active teacher to yourself. So the energies come through once to the whole circle, and you in your aware mode feel what they feel like in your body, see what insights and resistances come up, process through your own questioning, sifting, sensing, to see what you want to take in, what is helpful for you, what opens for you. It's a very active type of participation in a class, in a workshop. And it also empowers you to, throughout your life, every day, to have an awareness that's very embodied, proprioceptive in your body, aware of how you're taking things in, what you might not want to take in, establish some boundaries, some discernment, and start to bring more clarity to your life. And right now, that empowerment is being handed over to each person in this group today. And it wakes us up at a deeper level. Hey, take a few more deep breaths. You can feel that the energy is starting to bring us into harmony. Would anyone like to say anything right now? Something coming to you?
This is Laurie. I'm not sure I can, this is all just like coming in, and I so appreciate everything that you just described. So at the same time I was hearing you, things were coming in, and I had a question arise that then the, you know, some, I won't say answer, but, you know, some information was coming in about the question. And the question had to do with the relationship between this beautiful, loving relationship with my body and soul and my body's physical symptoms. And what came in was that this relationship is beyond the physical symptoms. And just like I can come back to myself and come into, you know, my essence, my center, my self, regardless of what's happening in the external world, and that my sense of peace is not dependent on what's happening in the external world, it's the same with that relationship with my body. It is that union, that intimacy is not dependent on whether or not my body is experiencing distressing symptoms. So thank you for letting me share that, because it was just, I was writing, and it feels important for me to feel into that.
No, it's very important. And that is one of the major teachings here that we hope to experience. Mm.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
So finding that state of peace is the resolution to the war. But you can feel how everything is based on that war with the body. And when you do come into the state of peace, that voice of connection is able to come through then. So sometimes the peace and the acceptance is actually the first step towards some kind of healing or resolution. Sometimes the peace and the acceptance is the healing. That voice of separation just keeps pounding at the body. And when you do attain that state of peace, it silences that voice of separation and brings you in to your voice of connection or union. And that's truly when you have access to greater possibilities that will arise from within you. But, you know, that can set you up against the world in a way. And there's this piece of resistance that can come in when we have our own ideas of how our journey should proceed, and it doesn't agree with the rest of the culture.
Right. This is Penny.
Mm-hmm.
I can honestly say I have never been at peace with my body until this moment, these last few moments together. It is, it represents just a major shift for me.
Wow.
And it's life-changing and so very powerful. And I am aware that I can do this. I can love this body.
It's pretty amazing, isn't it? What we what we live with and what we could live with.
Yeah, I'm very impressed with the fact that one could still feel this in spite of bodily symptoms, which are loud, distracting, mostly distracting. And it's amazing to me to be able to feel something that could be sustained below that.
I'm sure, and we're going to put this into the sacred circle for clearing, but I'm sure each one of us can spend days listing all the affronts from judgments made to our bodies. And we will, once we activate the sacred circle, do a clearing on that. Because that is just toxic debris. and we don't, I don't think we have to go into it with a conversation. Do we? Do we need to iterate those kinds of affronts, or can we let the healing light take care of that for us?
I would say instead of reiterating them, just to let the light take care of them.
I have no desire to look in detail at all of these problems.
Exactly. Right. Let's just stay where we are.
And forever. Okay, good. I just didn't want to prevent someone who needed to kind of dump a little. But I think we can do better if we allow the grace to resolve those and help us lessen the pain and impact of them. Okay, allow yourself to breathe and relax a little more into the peace, or wherever you are with this. And I'm serious about that. I've been on retreats where every single person in the room was in ecstasy and I was in agony. So it doesn't mean that everyone is experiencing the same thing. And I want everyone to know that. But the way this is going today, I can tell that everyone's being is absorbing and receiving as needed. And sometimes we don't feel the results of a retreat workshop like this until afterwards as well. But this will be reverberating through us for quite a while. It's really very amazing that we can even be speaking at this level, that the ascension energies, that the light that's coming into the planet that is helping us evolve is opening the door to this experience, to the experience of being in a loving relationship with our bodies. Because, and as I mentioned before, this has been the rule. I mean, it was set down as scripture that, you know, even back in the Vedic and Buddhist times, it was, you know, do everything you can to tempt or strain the body to prove that your spirit is stronger. And so we've lived for years with always trying to prove that our spirit is stronger than our body, that our body won't destroy the spirit. And to me, that's just, it sounds ridiculous. Sorry, I hope it's not insulting anyone. But what's your response to that? What's coming up? Can you feel something breaking up in your belief system? Why do we have to prove that our spirit is stronger than our body? That it won't be desecrated by the body? And feel the energy that's coming up through you right now from the ground up. What's welling up in you?
I'm feeling my body's relief like this. I would never hurt you. Do like the love and the sadness in that whole belief system, and the relief that, oh my gosh, finally.
Yeah. I mean, that shows you how our consciousness is changing on the earth, is that we can enter and have this enter this space. Anyone else having a response to that thought statement?
This is Cindy. The thing that popped into my head when you discussed, you know, the spirit being stronger than the body is when I saw, I can't, you know, I don't remember when I saw it, but it came up, was I believe it was a Buddhist monk who sat down in protest and sat in meditation and set his body on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is like the ultimate, my spirit is stronger than my body. And yet at the same time, he destroyed his body and left it. It just seems ludicrous to me now. You know what I mean? The whole thought process of that, because that's where the belief lied.
Mm-hmm.
What comes up for me, and this is Karen, is like a big fishing hook, that you have this really big fish and it's going back and forth and you're not quite sure. There's a tug one way and the other. I'm not quite sure at this point, maybe at the end of the day, who's gonna win this tug?
Tug of war. Tug
yes.
of war.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
True, sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, so you can feel that, Karen, can't you? You can feel that.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you've got this big huge fish on one end. Am I gonna be able to reel it in and make it, you know, come right to me?
And that mm-hmm. that is the epitome of the war.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Good. I mean, we're attacking, you know, we're really, I don't know if we're not attacking, but we're dissolving this huge program. It's really a type of ignorance that came out of the Kali Yuga, of the low frequency state the planet and humanity's consciousness has been in. And now that it is rising towards a more enlightened state, we're able to break up this low frequency traditions and rules and religions and all that were all based on low frequency teachings. And we're opening up to that now, which to me is just amazing that we can do this. And, you know, there's resistances to it, and that's okay because we're in this process of expansion. Okay, let's feel our feet and see. Okay, so I'm just going to mute everyone and we will go into our grounding and activating the sacred circle. Before I do that, are there any questions? Oh, I should say, we will have a break in the, you know, somewhere in the middle of the morning here Then we'll break for lunch for maybe an hour, hour and 15 minutes. Then we'll regather for the afternoon. I will send out another Zoom link for the afternoon session. So you won't be using the same Zoom link I sent this morning. When we have a break, you're just going to be on mute and you're not going to hang up from the call. But when we have our lunch break, you will hang up and then you will dial back in with a new link. It just sets it up so that the recording is better to deal with that way. Okay. And then if you need to do anything, you know, take care of yourself in any other way, please do so. You'll be on mute. We won't know what you're doing. Hopefully it'll be in a quiet way. So any other questions that might come up? Okay. Okay, so I'll mute everyone from here. I can mute everyone, but I can't unmute everyone. Okay, everyone's muted. Again, adjust your seating, your body, get yourself more comfortable. Take a sip of water. Settle into your sweet surroundings. And say hi to all your crystals and plants. Oh my God, I had a plant and crystal rebellion going on here for the last week and a half, like you wouldn't believe. I have lots of crystals. And in my healing office, I probably have, I don't know, maybe 200 out from little ones to big ones. And the crystals started vibrating really strongly. So, like an earthquake was going on continuously. And then my plants, and I have plants throughout the house, they all started chattering. And I had to wash, clean, rearrange every single crystal, move every plant, repot some. Every single one of them had changed frequencies and needed to be repositioned throughout the house, outside, inside, and cleaned and cared for, connected to. And that took a couple days for me to do. And I have never seen that happen before. I've seen a few crystals tell me that, oh, you know, you haven't cleaned me for a while. You haven't paid attention to me. But this was every single one around the house. So they're all in new positions. The plants are all moved around. The crystals are in different groupings. And they're happy now. But I had never seen anything like this before. So it just, everything that leads up to a retreat / workshop like this, everything in your life can go through a rearrangement, a reattunement, because you're opening up to new frequencies. And then we have to adjust to them, and we have to allow our thoughts and beliefs to adjust to them, and allow our emotions to adjust to them, and our body needs to adjust. And, you know, that's when, you know, talk of ascension symptoms comes in. And actually, the next article I wrote that'll be in the February Sedona Journal is on that. And I will put it up on the page sometime today or tomorrow, that article for you. But if you have a sense of old stuff disintegrating and new stuff coming through, give yourself some space. You need spaciousness to adjust to the new frequencies, to sense them, to feel them, to understand that beneath the surface of everyday life, there are big changes taking place. And it will affect all your relationships and help you become more empowered, because we are moving towards a more ascended state. So more empowered, more compassionate, more understanding for yourself. Because you realize through all of this that your role is to become as clear and beautiful so that you become your higher being. You become the divine flow. And we're going to be focusing on that on the Monday classes in the first quarter of the year, because really what we're doing is live streaming the divine, the divinity within us. We're bringing it alive and streaming it through our beings, through our body, and we're being that frequency. And then our thoughts, our feelings, our words, our visions of how to live are based on these higher frequencies. And it's always alive. It's always live streaming. We don't record for playback. We're always in the present. And so that's what we're bringing through today as well. So sense yourself as a stream of the divine, living the living energies, the cosmos never stops spinning and divinity never stops streaming. And let your shoulders fall. Your arms and hands soften. Your lower back release. Your breath becomes softer and it becomes nicer to breathe, more enjoyable. It becomes an event unto itself that's nice and not restricted. And smile through your body. Bring a smile to your face and feel what it feels like to smile, and let that flow through your body. And it can be very sublime. And allow the thighs to soften and release, and the knees to soften and release. And become aware of your lower back and allowing the tailbone to soften and release in the sacral area, the whole hip pelvis. And in doing so, you may not collapse, but you may rise up. You may find yourself adjusting your posture so that all of your muscles come alive to support you with ease. The energy starts to lift you and bring you into a more natural, aligned posture. But at first, you might be melting a bit, you know, as all the tension releases. We bring in a lot of tension that we're not aware of from our daily lives. And come to your calf muscles. Invite them to soften and release. Notice which leg feels bigger. You sense that it feels bigger or brighter or darker or some other color from the left leg, that they might feel different. And what it represents is the amount of energy flowing on the right side and the left side of your body. And we want to open this up so that the energies are flowing in a balanced way through the right and left sides of the body. So we come down to the feet and we find the center of each sole, the way you find the center of your palm. You know exactly where it is and trust that. And sense that point on the right foot and on the left, and feel that by just becoming aware of those centers, your feet might start to vibrate, feel energy, get warmer or colder, but a new sensation comes in there, and this connection of energy with Mother Earth begins to come to your awareness. And be with the energy, be with the sensation of that center on the sole of each foot. So we're not thinking, we're merging into the experience. And so you might feel energy flowing upward. You might feel energy going down into the earth. You might feel your crown opening up and energy flowing downward from the light above. There's a lot of different directions that this energy can open up. Ultimately, we want to open up to all directions and have a beautiful flow between the earth and heavens, so that we begin live streaming. In a whole way, including our personality. We're not trying to get rid of the personality. We want the personality to be a beautiful portal. Gateway for the energy to flow through you so that your personality expresses this beautiful energy in an empowered way. And I need to say that because we have this idea that when we become beatific or flowing with the divine, that we kind of retreat from life into our cave instead of allowing it to transform who we are in the moment. Let it transform your personality. Let it transform your judgments, your expectations, and how you treat yourself. And a lot of this war that we have with our body is from very low frequency energy and low vital energy. That we don't have enough natural vital energy in our being to sustain a clear consciousness. You know, in a little way, you know what it feels like when you're happy, then, you know, everything in the world is good. But this is a little deeper. This is a vital energy, the chi, that sustains all of your being, your body, your emotional body, your mental body, your spiritual bodies. And that chi, because it is the universal energy, organizes your body, your being, into a wholeness that is the cosmic flow, that is the universal flow. And it's not trying to dissolve you and take you into the death realms. It's trying to make you bloom into a beautiful, flowering human being filled with vital essence, magic, light, frequency, to have the possibility of creating a new type of civilization. So it's an empowered feeling, very alive. And you might feel different areas of your body waking up that you weren't aware of, releasing tension as the vital energies flow into these areas. You may not have been aware of the back of your thighs or your shoulder blades or your neck. It just was out of your spectrum of awareness, and now everything is coming into awareness as your body fills up with vital energy. So we're not leaving our body here. We're shifting our relationship to it. Now, there's something very beautiful that happens, and it happens at various times in our ceremonies. And that is that our higher being, when activated and energized, begins to realign us with ourselves. And so this image appears of this light being for me, and they start working on me like a healer would be working on me. And they go, this higher being, this beautiful light being, goes to different parts of my body, parts of my consciousness, my different fields, and performs a healing on me. And so that has already activated for everyone in the group here. And you will have your own experience of it. Sometimes I hate to say my experience because I don't want to overshadow your unique experience, but I do want to emphasize that this is very real. I've been having it happen for 40 years, so it's real to me. So right now, just allow this realignment, reattunement, resettling of your being to happen. Don't try to watch it. If you become aware of it, you'll know it. Otherwise, just feel the energy and enjoy the relaxation. But there are areas that we just can't reach with the mind, and it takes higher frequency intelligence to bring us back into a more natural alignment, to release what isn't good for us, to open channels, to shine and take care of these magical organs that we have. In Barbara Brennan's book, Hands of Light, and God bless her, she recently passed, but she has pictures. The color section of her pictures show these beings coming in to perform healing. That you might experience it as a sound, a tone, a frequency, a smell, a taste, all different ways. Color. I had a client the other day that his olfactory subtle sense was open. Everything was in terms of a fragrance, or not so nice fragrance. And right now we are outgassing, we're cleansing. And being cleaned up. If you get lost, remember to smile. Feel your feet, feel your seat. You might be able to feel the expansive bubble, your field around you. And this is where we're dumping some of our toxic waste. Mother Earth takes it in as her nourishment, And it's processed, it's digested, it's made into beautiful soil, beautiful vital energies to support the earth beings and all the beings in the earth, little microbes and all those little insects and things that we don't usually think of. The plant life, the mycelium, the network of living matrix energies throughout the planet. You can feel we're starting to resonate with the planet. That's a good thing. Maybe you can feel yourself being cleaned off and shined up. So in a way, we're returning to our elemental state. And the elements are very organized. They know how to flow from one to the next. And so returning to our elemental state, where the earth, water, fire, air, ether is reorganizing us into a natural flow. It's becoming very organic again. And this is on all levels of our being, all levels. And now our being is really in communication with the elements and helping us restore our natural balance, detoxify. And with that, we greet the spirit of the earth, Mother Earth, the spirit of the land, and the nature spirits. We greet the spirit of the water of life. We greet the spirit of fire, the light, the pilot light of our being. We greet the spirit of air, the breath of life. And we greet the spirit of ether, the essence of life on earth. container for the entire Earth experience. And you might feel yourself leaving words behind and entering into a more expansive state where it's pure experience. And you may have messages, insights arise, but they're not created out of that unending stream of noisy thoughts. It comes from within your being. It's a different type of communication. It's a communication with the living energies of the world and of your body. So that means you can communicate with your body in a new way. Feeling your connection to your heart, the physical heart, non-verbally. And just communing, not trying to get something, get information, but communing with the physical heart. We can say, are you okay, heart? What do you need? And don't expect an answer right now. You'll know it at some point if it's not now. But we're posing that question from a state of communion. And the state of communion is subtle. But the reason we're not spending a lot of time going there is because it's always there. We're just taking off the layers that keep us from knowing it. So feel that communion with your heart and just, you know, a light greeting. How are you doing? What can I do for you? What do you need? Let me know. And then drop it. See what comes to you at a certain point. And feel that connection, that stream of you meeting the stream of your heart. And becoming one stream. And that's our first connection point, which then spreads to the entire body. Feel that communion. You in communion with your body becoming one. And that layer of consciousness that knows us. And we're not ever looking for what's wrong. We're always increasing flow, communion. And with that raising of our frequency, if we need to know something, it will come to us. It's hard to trust that, but it really works. So we go for the communion first, the oneness. because then we're working with the wholeness of the body, the entire harmony of the system. And we're not picking it apart to find out which little piece is wrong and then try to replace that screw or nut. We're working with the entire system to enhance the system. And this aligns more with the Chinese medicine or Ayurvedic medical models. And not to eliminate the Western medical model, but to integrate them. And you might feel where there's an area of your body where there's less energy. And invite the energy to flow into that area. And when you make that invitation, you might feel a response from many different directions, from any different direction. Your higher being activating, energy in your body activating, the flow from the earth energy activating. Could be different areas that respond to that invitation. And if an area feels dark or heavy, don't jump on it. Let the light, let the energy get to it. We can be drama queens in the energy area too. And notice how you are not efforting, you're not doing, you're allowing. And there's a tendency to interpret everything through the voice of separation. And this takes some practice to leave that voice behind, which evokes fear and questioning and confusion, and bring about the voice of connection. And allow yourself to flow more energy, get brighter. And feeling this in your body, in your physical consciousness. And we're just going to pose a question in this stream now. Is there a thought or feeling that I am repeating that is inhibiting the flow of my energy? And then drop it and see what comes. Could be a sensation. It doesn't have to be a thought or feeling the way it comes. So I'm just going to give you an example for me. So I don't know what the thought or feeling is, but my body showed me like gagging and throwing up. Like if I think this one more time, my body can't stand it. And so it gave me a message that I am repeating something over and over, and it has to do as this emerges and following the vision given with how I negatively speak to my body. My body is just sick of that. And it gave me that response. And so I'm letting that vision be bathed in the light. The feeling, letting the body know I'm responding, I heard. I'm letting go. And I'm letting it be. I'll know. I'll become aware of that thought at some point. Very specifically. And now I'm seeing beautiful flowers coming out of my mouth, which means that there was a communication and healing that happened at a very deep level, and I'll follow through with it as it arises in my awareness, you know, after the meditation or after the workshop. Okay, so what I'd like to do is take a 15-minute break right now, and you will stay on mute. Do not hang up from the call. I will be on mute as well, and it is 11:30. We'll be back at 11:45. You can continue with what you're doing or do whatever you need to take care of yourself. And we'll be back in 15 minutes. And then if you have questions or comments or anything, we'll go over that. See you then. Okay, we're back. Why don't we unmute? I'm just going to repeat it for people who might be coming back on or unmuting now. Kind of unmuting. And just try to be quiet. Okay. So I'd like to, if you're just getting on, have you unmute and be with the group here. How did that go? The last part. And the point I want to make here is when you connect with the earth and the elements, you are connecting with your body. They're one and the same. And did you notice how you kind of slid into that communion state with your heart and your body after we connected with the elements? Does anyone have a response to that?
I definitely felt a better sense of flow and ease throughout my whole body in that process.
Mm-hmm. This is Scott, by the way. I also felt a letting go of the squeezing. There was an anxious squeezing I was doing to my body. And when I got into that flow, I just eased up on myself.
Good. So could you feel yourself in that flow?
Like, yes.
Yes. Okay. Good. And how was the shift in consciousness for you, Scott? Besides releasing the squeeze, what else did you notice?
Oh, just so much more open. I went from being closed and squeezed to just a wonderful, open, flowing feeling.
Okay. Good. Okay. How about anyone else?
This is Penny. There was no room for self-loathing in that space. None.
And how did it feel to me to be in communion with your body like that? What did it feel like?
It felt natural. Like, this is the way it should be. And I felt this before, but so long ago, it was almost beyond remembering.
And we, was that someone's puppy? all puppies are invited, and kitties, and fish, okay, and whoever from the animal kingdom. How did it feel to extend the invitation and the questions to your body from the voice of connection instead of the voice of separation? Can anyone put words to that at this point?
This is Steady. I'll try. For me, it's a feeling of contentment, and that contentment allows kind of the feeling arising that you are enough just like you are.
Mm.
That makes me feel whole.
Thank you. That's a great way of saying it.
Hi, Sarah. It's Helen.
Oh, hi, Helen.
Hi. Thank you so much. For me, it was total trust.
Ah. Oh, yes. Mm. Oh, and how often do we get that? Feeling like you are enough, being able to trust your body, your being together. Both of those are huge.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else want to try to put some words to it?
This is Laurie. When I drop the agenda, the something's wrong that I need to figure out and fix, there's just there's a sweet intimacy and then a flow of communing. Sometimes there's things said and sometimes it's just a really sweet, silent experience. But it's different. It's so different than when I'm in that what's wrong kind of place.
Beautiful. Okay, now let's back up a little earlier in the meditation where I described my higher being, my light being working on me. Did anyone have a sense equivalent to that? And I say equivalent because it may not be the same, but somehow you're being brought into more harmony or alignment with yourself.
Hey, Sarah, this is Denise.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely felt like it almost started like at the top of my head and like around my eyes, I felt something and then I felt it around my heart and then under my left arm and then it in my stomach and it just, and then in my abdomen area, it was like kind of this flow down of, you know, like taking each body part individually and like me having a sense of it being there. Which was really nice.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Nice.
This is Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
What I was wasn't feeling so much a being, but when we do the elements and I resonate with the frequency of the earth, it just feels like such a healing you know, restoring my sense of groundedness, restoring my sense of flow, igniting my joy, feeling connection. So it feels like when we're going through the elements, that resonance is a great healing to just relax into a state of balance.
Thank you. Was someone else going to speak? No.
This is Mary. I felt a real stillness, but at the same time, kind of an effervescent feeling throughout my body that was activated. And the part for me that kind of had some darkness or blockages with my brain, and I've had headaches, like chronic headaches. But the message that I got was that a block is just not using like the creative potential that I have, and maybe activating that into action will tap those headaches down.
Ah. Be excited to see what comes through. I always have this image of you, Mary, just like needing to dance with people. That's all you need to do.
I think so.
Okay. We're just letting the energies kind of settle in here because we did go through kind of a inside out shift here. And we are still going through a bit of detox and cleansing. But let's make a point to remember about the communion. And being in that state gives you access to a whole range of interaction and knowledge and wisdom for being in a human body. We want that to settle in, take root in our being. So this is a type of medical intuitive reading that you did with yourself. It's very interesting because I've seen medical intuition be approached in the same way that Western medicine would approach assessing the body, kind of organ by organ, mentally, more mentally, taking the body apart, looking for what's wrong, and giving an assessment like that. And I find that for myself, it, you know, kind of takes me down a negative rabbit hole. It's like, oh, here we go again. This is what's wrong. I'm powerless to do anything about it. Here I go again, going to every doctor practitioner to try to fix it. Whereas when we take this other approach of being in communion with our body, coming back into our voice of connection, at the same time that we're communicating, we're actually in a healing state, so that whatever comes through will come through with healing energy. And it may be that something has to unfold in stages, or you have some kind of entire healing experience in the moment. And it can come through in various ways according to how your being needs to or wants to reveal it. And this is very important. We are in a time where we are shifting from one paradigm to the next. And so there are still old beliefs and thoughts hanging on. There are all kinds of energies that are still woven into us from this, from old paradigm ways of being. And so sometimes it requires a unweaving, which would be an unfolding, you know, stages of understanding, working through your being to help you come into the wisdom you need for your healing, your peace, your understanding. And sometimes we get into this thing where we blame ourselves for our resistance, and, you know, kind of curse ourselves that something isn't happening instantaneously. But you have to understand, from the bigger picture, we are really transitioning from one world to the next. And there will be these threads. And we have to delicately release them, unweave them from our being, so that we don't cause greater harm to our being or greater wounding. It's a very delicate process. And it requires a lot of patience and love and understanding for yourself. And if I say to you, what gets in your way of being loving with yourself, of taking the time and having that spaciousness, what factors into this? What comes up for you? If I said to you, take a year off and come into communion with your being, take the time and learn your connection, your voice of connection from the inside out, so that you come to a place where you are happy and love is pervading your being. What would stop you from doing that?
This is Debbie. Do you want an answer?
Yep. Yeah. I want several answers. What's yours?
Okay. Bad habits.
Oh.
I have an array of bad habits that I default to.
But if you had the space and the
awareness.
if you had the space and no other pressures, would you be able to move through those? Kind of bring them into understanding and wisdom with yourself.
Certainly hope so.
And if not, accept what we can. Well, accept everything we can't change. Right. What are the other factors? I want to get them out on the table here.
Finding out where to get the answers, or where you asking the question, and then where do I go? Who will help me get the answers?
Ah, okay. Okay, let's put them out on the table here.
Karen,
uh-huh.
I have made a commitment to myself to do that. It was somewhat forced, but I'm so thankful for it. But a year is a long time, because at 6 months, I'm feeling so much better and so rejuvenated that here I am, raring to go again.
Okay.
So it's difficult when you start to feel better and comfortable in yourself, that's a long time, a year, but I guess I'm just saying, I don't know if I can do a year, maybe 9 months, but you get to feeling so much better that you're ready to go again. You're just ready.
So my question to you, Karen, and to everyone is, are you restored to where you were, or are you in a new place?
I'm in a new place.
Okay.
I'm in a new place. Beyond restored. Beyond restored emotionally, spiritually, not exactly physically, but I made the decision to set that aside, but just not think about it, the physical. Excuse me. So I'm in a new place.
Okay. Wonderful. So your statement would be that the only thing holding you back would be your excitement to get going again.
Yes. 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 Although I am a little fearful I'll undo everything I have worked on, but so that kind of keeps me in rein there. But yeah, that's the fear.
Okay. And so what if there was another layer of revealing more of the voice of connection?
Ooh, I hope so. That would be an incentive.
So that you're not living with that fear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes you into a different connection with yourself. Hi, puppy.
Well, that's a great idea. And that's a definite incentive to keep doing what I'm doing, not quit too soon.
Uh-huh. Okay. But you can get back up on that horse.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. How about anyone else? What would stop you?
This is Mark. I have this thing that I am what I do. And so it's a matter of stepping back from all of the doing or the self-expectations that I have on how I relate to the outer world, relationships, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're looking at it as kind of an all or nothing from that point of view?
There's a part of that, and there's also this kind of like, I judge myself by what I do, and so there's always this sense of a need of activity. So this is kind of an undoing process to step back and be able to be with myself and not have to be doing or striving or creating in order for that to happen. Not that there won't be creation from it, there will be, but it'll be of a different nature.
Right. So this is, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Mark, because it's interesting. We forget about the ability to transform while we're doing. And you've expressed this a few times recently, that you found yourself being in a different place and expressing differently when you're interacting with people. Right?
Yeah. Yes.
And so I think we have this belief that we have to retreat from the world to make these changes. Instead, we can be engaged in the world, but coming from a different place within, which you have experienced and expressed, so that the loving self-care still exists while we're doing. And this is important because the old paradigm says retreat, go on retreat. You know what I mean? Like spend 2 years on retreat or spend a year on retreat. Instead of the shift in how you're doing. And this is just not for you, Mark, it's for everyone. This goes back to how I talk about grounding 24/7. And returning to your grounding every possible time. So that if you are an active person, you can have your daily meditation, but there's no need to stop your life unless you're guided to switch gears somehow. So taking a year to shift your consciousness so that you can be doing or not doing in a way that's grounded and in the flow, I guess, is more what we're talking about here. And then imagine what, this is for everyone, what keeps you from actually making that internal shift? What has a grip on you from being in that trusting place, feeling like you are good enough, feeling like your energy is restored? There's a separation we put up. I just want you to notice that. It says, doing certain activities, I go back into my voice of separation. Certain activities, I go into my voice of connection. Can you sense that, everyone?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And thank you, Mark,
yes.
for bringing that up.
Mm-hmm. Yes, for me, it gets back to just remembering. I mean, if this sense of streaming the divine was happening without my awareness, but it seems to require some level of intention on my part. And maybe not willpower, but some kind of, I have to be aware of in order to, it's almost like, do I have to be doing something to facilitate this?
Mm-hmm.
At least be awake to the fact that it's occurring, and that's remembering.
Yes. Okay. So as everyone's speaking, I'd like you, I'm watching the energies around the second chakra and the third chakra. The energies that are keeping us tied to old feelings and thoughts and experiences. And I think this is where we're heading in terms of doing some healing here and freeing up so that we have less resistance. So let's have you come back. I'm going to mute everyone. Okay, you're muted. And let's have you sense your seat, your feet. Come back into a sense of the flow, a grounded flow. Relax the lower back. And we're going to release the tailbone. Invite the tailbone to soften or release. And we'll invite and allow some alignment and clearing in these three chakras within the whole flow. So you're not just, you know, aiming at one chakra. We're noticing it within the total flow from the earth to the heaven. And don't try to watch it. I can see people trying to watch it. It's a softness. It's like letting the water flow through your shower head. Just streaming through all those tiny little holes. So when we are not in our wholeness and we're not in this flow and we are so much in our minds and in that voice of separation, we forget to be grounded through the whole body, through the whole energy system. And they'll go dormant. the three chakras, the first three chakras. And it's very important to pay attention to the whole body, the whole chakra system, and not just focus on one, but to have the flow and brilliance and light and wisdom activated throughout the whole system. And you can't do that if you're always in your mind. So we're allowing that lower part of the torso to relax a little more. Bring awareness to the energy in those chakras within the context of the whole flow. So we're not using the mind, it's an awareness. And I'll be quiet for a few moments here. Give over to the communion. Okay, and I'd like to hear from a few people what that experience was like for them. It's important to share, it's important to speak, and try to give words to what you're experiencing on a subtle level, as best as you can. So no perfection expected here, just experience. What happened? If we could hear from some people who haven't spoken yet, that would be great.
Hi, Sarah, this is Kate. It feels as though I'm making a choice to include my body as a level of consciousness that I'm, that is higher than where I've been living. And as I'm doing that, there is a sense of both wholeness and letting go, rather than focusing on the body to heal. Just focusing on consciousness and being what that brings. And that's what I'm choosing.
Thank you.
This is Cindy. I was struggling keeping it to myself through the morning meditation. It didn't dawn on me until, and I don't remember who it was that brought it up, saying trust. And I realized that that's my whole issue. I do not trust my body. And that was just hurting me really bad, because that's not love between the spirit and the physical consciousness, is it? And when you, we got to the point where you mentioned you noticed the second and third chakra in everybody. And it was like these deep, deep, heavy plugs I could feel in those three chakras. And you said not to watch, and I was watching. And I stopped, and I simply went into love with my body and my spirit, knowing that I could do that. And I felt them clear. And I was able to notice that my third eye activated just a little bit, which let me know that I was in a flow. But now as I'm speaking, I feel the heaviness in my lower chakras again. And actually, it's not the same. Something's happening down there right now. So I don't know. That was a biggie for me. And I feel like that I'll be working on the trust issue for quite some time.
Yes, it's a big issue.
Yeah.
And maybe there is that line between when you speak, you leave the voice of connection. You know what I mean? How we have these lines that are drawn. And you go into the voice of separation to speak. So
yeah.
Can you come back to your voice of connection, so that you're not in a state of describing like some an analysis, and so come back in, and everyone do this. And now describe how you feel. So what's the feeling, Cindy?
There's a level of confidence that comes within the alignment.
It's still analysis. Come back into communion. And what does your voice of connection or communion want to say? Okay. Could it possibly say, I feel great?
I feel good.
Okay.
I can say good. The words that kept coming was, I feel aligned in love.
There we go.
Is that an analysis or is that?
That's your voice. That's your voice. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Can you feel the difference when you speak from that place? You stay in that place.
True.
That's huge. Is anyone else getting this? Anyone?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
This is important. Can you feel how when you go to speak, you jump away from, you separate from the voice of connection and go into the voice of separation, because analysis and description is what we're trained to do. But it doesn't help you stay in that place.
I now understand. This is Penny. Mm-hmm. Why my resentment and irritation towards others is hurting me. Physically. And spiritually, it's not good for me. I didn't understand that before, but I do now. Mm-hmm.
And I do want to say that being in your voice of connection and communion, let's say, doesn't mean you become a doormat. It means you gain power by being whole, and you have to relearn how to speak from this new place. Not relearn, you have to learn. And the only way you learn about this is when you are speaking and noting what it feels like. What else is coming up for people with this?
This is Laurie. I keep finding myself referencing 3 years ago, I went on an 8-day silent retreat. And when I came home, there was no effort. I didn't even make this connection exactly till today. But interestingly, I've been thinking about it all week. Mm-hmm. I'm sure in preparation for today. It was just like, I'm not sure what all I need to say, but I do have a part of me that, I'm hesitant to use the word desperation, but, but I will, in how did that happen? And how can I live there? How, you know, like I remember watching, I don't remember now how long it took, but it was weeks until I started to lose that and shift back in to the voice of separation. And so I'd like to be able to reference the experience, because obviously it imprinted, and so I have that without grasping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because it was so beautiful. It was so amazing for, you know, several weeks to have that experience of what we're talking about.
Right.
Yeah.
Hi, Sarah, it's Helen.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, is being aware and conscious of the difference and knowing that I can shift immediately into that space. That I don't have to, it doesn't have to take long or stay in that other place. But just knowing that I can immediately just change and just allow myself to be in that trusting space. And the more the practice, the more that I'm aware and conscious of this, that's how quickly I can let go and just trust and be in that space.
Beautiful. So you've created that space in you. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And that's what we're doing today. We're creating more of that space. So it takes up more of our consciousness. Mm-hmm. Good.
This is Kathy.
Mm-hmm.
And in the experience of my first three chakras, going into the class, I was resonating in where inside, what is preventing me, what's restricting me, where is this within my being? And as you asked for our tailbones to unfold, immediately my tailbone and the very top of, is it Atlas? I don't remember if it's Atlas or Axis that has the little pivot point.
Mm-hmm.
They both opened. They both unfurled, and I felt this beautiful stream of light go through my central axis. And the words, the knowing that came to me is that the old paradigm of my belief system that I was programmed into this lifetime with, and the knowing and the truths that have unfolded for me through the journey of my practice in the wisdom teachings through you and others, there was a split, a tear in my first three chakras. And I noticed that, viewed that, and do more of the prompting, and began to heal that split, because there's still those little pieces and parts of the old programming that are still deep within my being. And I feel more light, more wholeness in trusting the truth and the wisdom of my body, my being, my spirit, and my soul versus the paradigm that really wasn't serving my being in its highest of light. And that to me, for me, in this acknowledgement, just I felt as though the first three chakras began to resonate together and blossom in a different way. And you know, over the course of the years of working with me and knowing energies, I'm feeling that's the truth in what took place. I'm honoring the truth of the experience of the wisdom that just unfolded. The communion of that wisdom and my energies. I feel almost as though the first three chakras are just energetically bigger than my than I've ever felt before.
It's actually a good feeling, you know. You know, kind of suck the life out of them by being in our minds all the time, the mind of separation. And so that's where we want to reconnect and notice when we jump out of that into the separation, just on a daily basis, you know, every second, and with gentle awareness, because it feels so good to come back to the voice of connection and the experience of connection. These are little movements all day long that we can make. But in that meditation, we were graced with some, you know, freeing up of those threads that were holding us back in that tug of war with the old paradigm and the new. So we receive some grace there. Okay. So we're in process with this workshop here. And we'll take our break now. So it's 12:45. How about if we meet at 2? Is an hour and 15 minutes good for lunch?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'm going to get up from here and go over to my other computer and send out the new Zoom info. If you do not receive it within the next half hour, let me know so that I can resend it to you again if there's any hitch in it. But you should have it in the next 10 minutes and make sure you get it, okay? And so we will hang up from this call and we'll start a new call at 2:00, okay? We good? Is there anything that anyone needs to say?
So that's an hour and a half.
Hour and 15, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Just want to say thank you, Sarah.
Oh, Susan, that's so nice. Thank you. We're only halfway through here. There's a lot more that's coming through this afternoon.
Thank you.
So we'll see you in a little while. God bless.